I just read a study that proved grumpy, miserable people live just as long as the happy, cheerful folks. This is good news to us seasonally afflicted Southenders. All us perennial grumpsters holed up in our dark shacks hoping global warming is true and it gets here soon. I can say for myself, at least now that I can rub this phony smile off my mug and go back to honest cynicism, knowing it won't cause cancer or a heart attack, it's a relief. A smile, I don't care how many times you sing it, isn't much of an umbrella, even face down. Of course, half of us down here don't believe in science, so a study isn't going to change most minds. Half don't buy climate change or evolution or the coronavirus or the round earth theory. Just ornery, I guess. That or they got religious beliefs we're supposed to be tolerant of, even if they're intolerant toward everyone else's. I'm sure next year we'll get a study on whether religion makes a believer happier. You'd sure think it would, not that they'd maybe live longer, but go ask the Taliban how cheerful they are without music or dancing in their lives. Some of our righteous neighbors seem too busy casting stones at the rest of us. They don't squeeze much joy out of their own lives. Probably wouldn't if every day was warm and sunny. Personally, I don't think happiness springs from too rich a soil. Not something that needs or wants much fertilizing. It requires maybe just the opposite occasionally. Brings a little balance to the garden. Me, I sprinkle lots of skepticism. Amend with some sarcasm. Keep things a little on the warm side when I need to. I get plenty of bugs, worms, even critters. Gardening has its ups and downs, but the harvest, even if it's on the lean side some years, is pretty good. May not help me live longer, but it seems more natural, more honest. And McDonald's. You can go ahead and change the Happy Meal name, no health benefits, to what it truly is, crappy meal. You got science on your side now.